Shalom. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Nun Gimel. I want to thank Alicia for giving the shiur over the past week and a half while I was away. Apologize again for missing yesterday's shiur. We're going to pick up on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis at the third wide line in Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. The Mishnah was talking about being Mekadesh and Isha with Kachim. A person takes, a Kohen takes his Chelik and Kachim Kalim, and decides that he wants to be Mekadesh and Isha with that Chelik. So we're going to discuss whether it's Mekadeshes or not Mekadeshes. The Mishnah says it's Eina Mekadeshes, and the Mishnah moves on to discuss Meiser Sheni and whether it's Mekadeshes if a person tries to be Mekadesh and Isha with Meiser Sheni. So first we're going to discuss being Mekadesh with Kachim. Is that even a possibility? A woman has to be able to receive the Kiddushin, but Kachikachim are possible if they leave the Azara. So how could you ever be Mekadesh and Isha with Kachikachim? The Gemara is then going to prove that even Rabbi Yehuda holds being Mekadesh with Kachim doesn't work. That even though initially it was a Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda was Chozerbo, and we're going to prove it from a Braisa. We're then going to try to have a Braisa that proves the other way, that Rabbi Yehuda was not Chozerbo. Then we're going to get into the discussion of Maaser Sheni toward the bottom of Amud Aleph, and we're going to try to bring the source for Maaser Sheni being Mamun Gavoa in Rameir's view, that Maaser Sheni is not actually Mamun Bailim, that it's Mamun Gavoa, that it belongs to the Ribono Shel Olam, and therefore one cannot be Mekadesh and Isha with it. We're going to bring the source for that, and we're going to question why we don't have similar drushos by Trumas Maaser, by Chala, by Shvius, by Truma, to say that they too should be Mamun Gavoa, because with the halachas we don't assume that those are Mamun Gavoa. And Amud Beis, Gemara is going to discuss why Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shigas Maaser and Rameir holds Shigas Hegdi can't be used for Kiddushin. What is it about using those things b'shogeg that would make it that it's Eina Mekudeshes? And then the Gemara is going to talk about, does the money become chulin when you do use it for Kiddushin, when you try to use it for Kiddushin, even if it doesn't work, does it automatically become chulin? And what if you use a mecher? What if you use Mamun Hekdish for, not for Kiddushin, but to buy something as a sale? Is that going to be a valid sale or not a valid sale? So let's begin again. Third wide line in Nun Beis on Beis. Tan Rabbanan. Lachar p'tirasu shel Rameir. After Rameir passed away, Amalem Rabbi Yehuda l'talmidav, al yikonsu talmid Rameir l'kan. Rabbi Yehuda instructed his talmidim not to admit any of Rabbi Meir's talmidim into the Beis Medrash. M'pnei shekan teranim heim, they're just argumentative. V'lolim l'torah heim ba'im, they're not coming to learn Torah. El kapcheni ba'alachos heim ba'im, they're just coming to try to outsmart me. They're trying to make me look bad. They're not interested in really learning from me. So after Rameir's patir, Rabbi Yehuda wanted to exclude all of Rameir's talmidim from the Beis Medrash. But dachak sumchus v'nichnas, sumchus managed to push his way into Rabbi Yehuda's Beis Medrash. Amar lahem kach shanali Rameir, and as soon as sumchus arrived, he started teaching over what he heard from his Rabbi Rameir. He said, Rameir taught me hamakadish bechelko bein kachim kachim bein kachim kalim lo kidesh, that if a man is makadish and isha with his chelik in a korban, whether it be kachim kachim, whether it be kachim kalim, the kiddushin is not going to be valid. Cause Rabbi Yehuda aleim. Rabbi Yehuda right away got angry. He said, you see, this is exactly what I was talking about. That the Talmidim of Rameir aren't here to discuss halacha. They're here to come up with these ridiculous things and to try to start arguments. Isn't this exactly what I told you? That you shouldn't allow the Talmidim of Rameir? Look at the kind of comment that he just made about being Mekadesh and Isha with Kachim Kachim. That's ridiculous. V'chi Isha ba'azara minayin. What would an Isha ever be doing in the Azara? The only way that you could be Mekadesh and Isha with Kache Kachim was if the woman would be in the Azara, because the Kache Kachim becomes possible when it leaves the Azara. But a woman's not allowed in the Azara. She's allowed in the Azara Nashim. She's not allowed in the Azara. Amr Rabbi Yossi, Yomru Meir Shachav, Yehuda Ka'as, Yossi Shasak, Divrei Torah, Matay Aleha. So Rabbi Yossi says, he sees what's going on over here, he says, uh-oh, if I don't speak up now, it's going to look terrible, because everyone's going to say Rabbi Meir died, Rabbi Yehuda got angry, and because Rabbi Yehuda got angry, some of the Achronim point out, it means that he forgot the halacha because he got angry. The Gemara Pesachim says that a person who gets kolakoes, when he gets angry, even if... even if he's normally very knowledgeable, he's a chacham, chachmasa mistalakas emenu. He loses a sense of his chachma, and everyone's going to say that Yossi didn't say anything, that Rabbi Yossi didn't stand up to defend Rav Meir, so I better say something to defend Rav Meir. Divrei Torah, matay alel. What's going to be with Rav Meir's Torah? Rabbi Yehuda's not properly understanding it because he's too angry, so he says, I have to defend Rav Meir. So how does he defend Rav Meir? What's the case of being Mekadish Nisha with Kachi Kachim? After all, Nisha's not allowed in the Azara, so the Chiena, the Masa, the Kabbal Kiddushin, the Bito Ba'azara, who says the woman has to be there to be Mekabal Kiddushin? Can't a father be Mekabal Kiddushin for his daughter in the Azara? The father's allowed in the Azara, and furthermore, Ve'eni Shasu Yelas L'Shliach L'Kabbal Kiddusha Ba'azara, can't a woman make a Shliach to accept her Kiddushin in the Azara? That's the beginning, the first mission in this parak was Ha'ish Mekadish Ba'u B'Shlucho, Ha'ish Miskadesh Has Ba'u B'Shlucha. A woman is able to make a Shliach to be Mekabal Kiddushin in the Azara. So what would be the problem? She doesn't have to be in the Azara, just her Shliach does. Va'od, and furthermore, third possibility, what if she does go into the Azara? She's not allowed to. She's not permitted to go into the Azara. But is it out of the realm of possibility that someone might do something that they're not permitted to do? Things like that happen sometimes. So the woman might go into the Azara, and then we need to know what the halacha would be if a man is Mekadesh woman in the Azara. Now when we say V'chi Isha Ba'azara Minayin, Rashi points out that an Isha is not Nechnas Ba'azara, and he says we know this from the first parak of Maseches Kelim. Tosus just points out over here, V'lodak, that Tosfos says it's not really, Rashi's not really being so precise, because it doesn't really say in the first parak of Maseches Kelim, or anywhere else for that matter, that women are not allowed to go into the Azara. The Mishnah in Kelim goes through the Esser Kedushos, so it goes through the different levels of Kedusha as you go further and further in. It says that the Chel is Mekudosh, and the Tamim Mase is not allowed to enter there. Then the level of Kedusha above that is Ezras Yisrael, then Mechusar Kippurim is not allowed to enter there, and Yischai V'chatas, and above that is Yezras Kohanim, that Yisraelim are not allowed to enter there unless they need for smicha, shchita, tenufa. But it never says that women are not allowed to enter there. It leaves out anything about women entering. So Rashi saying that, oh, it's enough in the Mishnah, Maseches Kelim, says Tosfos, it's not enough in the Mishnah, Maseches Kelim. It does not say anything about women in Maseches Kelim. The Mishnah, Maseches Kelim, just tells you the different levels of Kedusha. Furthermore, Tosfos points out, the Gemara in Zvachim, Daflam, and Alvam Beis, tells us that a woman could do shchita. So obviously she's able to be nichnas into the Azara if shchita's ksher b'nashim. And furthermore, a sota and a zira need to go into the Azara in order to do the tenufa, in order to waive their respective karbanos. So says Tosos, l'kach nira li v'chi isha ba'azara lehiskadesh minayin. Hare ein regilus shetikanesh l'sham kidei liskadesh. Shari bizayinu milslo shchichi v'lo ayri tana mizeh. He says, it's not that a woman's never allowed in the Azara. It's that what would a woman be doing in the Azara to be Mekabel Kiddushin, to go to the Azara just to accept Kiddushin? That's a bizayin in the Azara. You go to the Azara when you have a purpose in the Azara, when you have an avoda in the Azara. But stop because you think it's a nice place to get married. That's an unusual thing for a woman to just go into the Azara unnecessarily. So that's what Tosfos understands, that it's not that there's an isser for a woman to be in the Azara, it's that it's inappropriate for a woman to go into the Azara for Kiddushin. The Marami Rutenberg is quoted in the Tashbetz Katan Simshin Sadi Zayin, where he says, it was the Talmud of the Marami, he says, Ainu nearly klal mina kosher. He says, I don't think it's at all of a viable minute what people do. Sheisha yosheves bebeis haknesses ima anashim umal matinok bechika. Apparently, it used to be common to make a woman be the sandik, and Maram Rutenberg was not happy about that. That she would sit in the men's section in the shul holding the baby. I guess they thought she would be better at calming the baby and at keeping the baby still. And even if the husband or is the moel, or her father is the moel, or her son is the moel, or it's a relative, still it's not midarkei tznius that a woman should go into the men's section of the shul. And he brings a raya from our sugya, Isha ba'azara minayin, that a woman shouldn't be in the Azara, and he assumes that the reason is penizkaru ba'pirchei kuhuna, that the pirchei kuhuna are going to have hirhurim, it's not going to be good, it's not a place for the genders to mix in such a holy place. And even then he points out that the mila itself, she's lo nitzavus lamal, even her own child, she doesn't have to do also the Gemara dashed earlier in the Masechta that it's the father's mitzvah. It's not her mitzvah. So why do we have to go crazy to make it that she should be able to participate in the Mila? It's not her mitzvah of Mila. And he says I've been screaming about this for a long time, but ain't some libel is that no one listens, and I think it's really not right. Now, based on our sugya of ain darka shalisha ba'azara, other poskim discuss not about a bris milah, but another life cycle event. What about a chuppah in a beis haknesses? And the Chuvus Yehuda Yala or Chaim Siman Lamed Ches and the Chuvus Maram Shik Evan Ezer Siman Pei Zayin, they point out from our sugya that a woman doesn't go into the beis haknesses, considered a bizayin, like Tosla says, and the Rosh Yosef writes that we're choshesh shema tifros nida, and so better not to make a chuppah beis haknesses. Only l'chatzar beis haknesses for this reason. So that itself is really subject to machlokas, whether the minig is dafka to have a chuppah in shul, minig is not to have a chuppah in shul. In the minhagi ma'aril in Hilchus Nisuin, he writes that we're ma'midin hachasna v'akala al ha'migdal bebeis haknesses v'shas ha'chuppah v'sheva brachos. So apparently that there was dafka the minig to do it in shul. And Shuvas Maramint, he says the minig in many kilos was to put ashes on the head of the chasan on the makom. He says, matter of factly, you know, when we would bring them to the shul to go do the kiddushin, and that's what the Rama writes as well in Yardei Simchin Sadi Aleph, that the chuppah and the sheva brachos are always in the beis haknesses. So there certainly was a strong minhag to have a chuppah in shul. That was that my impression is that when that changed or when that those who were against it because of the reform movement. That when the reform movement started being makbar and having a chuppah in shul, because it's the copying the Christians to have a wedding in a church, so they wanted to have a chuppah in a shul. That's when the Chassam Sofer got very upset about it and thought that it wasn't right to have a chuppah in the shul. But the initial objection to it before that was from our sugya of isha ba'azara minayim, of what's an isha doing in the azara in the first place. So the Gemara came up with these three possibilities. Rabbi Yossi came up with these three possibilities of what would an isha be doing in the Azara. Well, the Gemara said maybe she's not. She sent a shliach. Her father's doing it. Or what if she is dach of a nichnas? The Mikdash David just points out, why does Rabbi Yossi need these dach terutzim to show that an isha might end up in the Azara, that kiddushin might happen in the Azara? Rabbi Yossi holds in Pesachim and Daf Sadi Aleph that women have to eat Karban Pesach on the night of the Seder. And the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Sadi Beis says that if you shecht the Karban Pesach on al mishalo haya ba'azara, it's not considered that they're manoel karban. That the all of Klal Yisrael would have to push their way into the azara. They had three groups, and everyone would have to push their way. And you have to shech the karban pesach for someone who was in the azara, and otherwise they're not considered to be registered on that karban pesach, and they have to do a pesach sheni. So it turned out that not only are women allowed, but all women have to be every year in the Azara. So what do you need all these terutzim of how a woman might end up in the Azara? A woman might end up in the Azara because it's Erev Pesach and she has to be part of a Karban Pesach. That's the kasha of the Mikdash David. He leaves the kasha unanswered. So it's an interesting kasha. Says the Gemara further. Tanya, four lines from the bottom of the page. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mekudeshes. Rabbi Yehuda says if you're Mekadesh with Kachim, Mekadesh Nisha with Kachim, then she's Mekudeshes. Rabbi Yossi Omer Eina Mekudeshes. If it doesn't work, she's not Mekudeshes. They both darshined from the same pasuk, different words in the pasuk, but from the same pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Lecha LeKol Tzarchecha. That we're saying that this is going to be yours, and you're allowed to use it for whatever you want, including to be Mekadesh and Isha with. So you're allowed to be Mekadesh and Isha with your chelik in the Kachem. Rabbi Yossi Savar Keish. Rabbi Yossi emphasized a different word in the pasuk, that it's Keish, in the sense that Ma'esh La'achi. Just like the Eish, the chelik of the Eish is considered to be la'achila, is considered for consumption. Afhunami la'achila, the chelik that you get in the karban is also la'achila. Am Rabbi Yochanan nimnu v'gamru. So eventually they got together and they took a vote to make a decision on this issue of whether you could be mekadesh with kachim and they took the vote and they decided Hamakadish Bechelko Bein Kache Kachim Ubein Kachim Kalim Lo Kidesh, that ultimately everyone agreed, Rabbi Yehuda also, everyone agreed that it does not work as a valid Kiddushin, and that was the final decision. Verav Amar Adayini Machlokas. So while Rabbi Yochanan thinks that the matter has been resolved and it's Einam Mekudeshes, Rav thinks the matter has not been resolved, it remains a Machlokas whether Mekudeshes or Einam Mekudeshes. Amr Abaye Kavased Rabbi Yochanan Mestavra. He says it's most Mestavra like Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yehuda even ultimately changed his mind, and everyone agrees that Lo Kidesh, everyone agrees Einam Mekudeshes, and I'll prove it to you from the following Braisa. Titania, we have a Braisa that says as follows. Minayin Shein Cholkim Menachos Keneged Zvachim. How do I know that when Kohanim are dividing what they want as their portions of their of the Karbanos, the Kohanim of that Mishmar that are working that week, might say, one Kohen might say, you know what, I just had too much meat this week, too much red meat, or whatever, too much meat, I don't want to be fleshings, I have an ice cream party later, so you tell you what, I'm going to take Karban Mincha, you take my Zevach, you take my Chelek in the meat of Kachim, and the other Kohen is willing to trade with him. So Tavalomar, V'kol Mincha, Shatofa, B'taner, L'kol B'nei Aron Tiyah. Pasuk says that v'kol b'nei aron tiyah, which v'kol mincha shetov v'betanu v'kol b'nei aron tiyah, that every korban mincha has to be for everybody, meaning you're not allowed to trade away your portion for a piece of a zevach. You're not allowed to trade one kohen to give away his portion of a mincha in exchange for someone else's portion of a zevach. So you might say, yeah, okay, that I understand. You can't exchange a korban mincha for a zevach, for an animal korban that requires shechita, because they're not even in the same category. Normally, when you have a korban olav yored, where you have the idea that someone who's wealthier has to buy a more expensive korban, if he's a little poor, he buys a cheaper korban, but you never have a zevach and a mincha being exchanged for each other. So, aval yachlu menachos keneged ofos, but in olav yored, you do have sometimes that a more wealthy person will bring an oaf, and a poorer person will bring a mincha, so you do find that an oaf and a mincha are somewhat interchangeable. Shari kamu tachtein bedalus, we do find that if a person is not masig yadul for shtei sorim, if he can't afford to buy birds, so he does bring an asira seifa, he does bring a karban mincha, so since they're somewhat interchangeable, you might think that you could exchange them, that one kohen wants to give up his portion in a bird for a portion in mincha that they could trade. Tamalom, and that's why the pasuk says, "V'kol nasim racheshes l'chol b'nei aron tiyah." That anything that's nasim racheshes, referring to a type of carbon mincha, is l'chol b'nei aron tiyah, has to be for everyone. They can't trade away their portion. Yachol lo yachlu menachos k'neged ofos shalol minei damim v'alol minei k'machim. Okay, so we might think you can't exchange your portion in a carbon mincha for a bird, or a bird for a carbon mincha, because after all, a bird involves dam, it involves blood, whereas a carbon mincha is just flour. But you might think that it's okay to exchange a bird carbon for an animal carbon, because after all, they're both blood carbonos. Tamalomer al machvas. That's why the pasuk says al machvas. Yachlo yachluku ofos keneged zvachim shalol maaseim biyad v'alol maaseim bekli. So okay, we still might think the reason you're not allowed to exchange a bird carbon for an animal carbon is because the way we shecht an animal in the Beis Hamikdash is by shechita with a kli, with a knife, whereas a bird doesn't get shechita. A bird gets melika, which is biyad. The kohen does it with his own hand. And so they're so different from each other. Avol yachluku menachos keneged biyad, but we might think that different types of carbon mincha can be exchanged for each other, because all carbonos mincha require a kamitza, which is done biyad. There's no shchita bikli, it's a kamitza that's taken biyad. So you might think you could exchange the different types of carbonos mincha for each other. Tamalomar, the kal mincha blul b'shem mechol b'nei aron. So yachol o yachol machvas keneged marcheshes, marcheshes keneged machvas, shezum aseim rachim, zum aseim kashim. Okay, so one might think that you can't exchange exchange those types of korbanos mincha that are made in a machvas for those that are made in a marcheshes, different types of pans that yield different types of korbanos mincha, whether it yields a softer dough or a harder dough. But you might think you could exchange your portion in one korban mincha that's made in a machvas for another korban mincha that's made in a machvas, or one korban mincha that's made in a marcheshes for another one that's made in a marcheshes. After all, shalal v'alal maseim kashim, inami maseim rakim. Then they both have the same consistency. They both have the same makeup. Talmud Omer, v'char v'l'chol b'nei Aaron tiyah. That's why the pasuk says v'chareva rather l'chol b'nei Aaron tiyah. So that it has to be l'chol b'nei Aaron, that each of them have to be split amongst all the quantum of that mishmar, and that they're not exchangeable. One might think that you're not allowed to exchange your portion of kachi kachim, but one can exchange the portion of kachim kalim. That's why it says ishkachiv, and right next to it, right near it, it says im al toda. So we learn from there, from that smichus, that just like we're not allowed to exchange kachim kachim, so too we're also not allowed to exchange by kachim kalim. And the Brisa continues, ish cholik afilu balmum. From the word ish, we learn that any kohen who qualifies as an ish is allowed to take a chelik of the karban, even if that kohen happens to be a balmum, so he's pasul avoda, but he's allowed to take a chelik of the karban. Ve'inakatan cholik vafilutam. But someone who's not an ish, meaning a katan, a child, is not allowed to take a portion of the karban, even if he's not a balmum. So says the Gemara, all of this, when all of this b'risa is done, and what did the b'risa say at the end of the day? All the b'risa said is that you're not allowed to trade your portion in one karban for someone else's portion in another karban, regardless of what type of karban. Kachikachim, kachim kalim, mincha, any type of mincha, oaf, behema, doesn't make a difference. You're not allowed to trade your portions in karbanos. And then the Brisa just added that children are disqualified from getting any portion, whereas gedolim, adults, do get a portion even their balimum. But stam sifra money, who's the stam sifra, who's the author of this Brisa? Rabbi Yehuda. Din chaluka klal, and he says that there's no din chaluka whatsoever, which means they're not allowed to exchange their portions. Shema mina, don't you see from there that it's not their money, that this isn't considered to belong, that the portion that the Kohanim get in the Karbanos is not considered to belong to them? If it was considered to belong to them, they should be allowed to exchange it for they should be allowed to trade it with each other and exchange with each other, because it's theirs. They should have full rights. Oh, the fact that the Torah tells me you're not allowed to do that, that the Brisa darshins from Psukim, that you're not allowed to do that, tells me that it's not theirs, and that therefore they can't be Mekadesh and Isha with it. So how do we start? We started by saying that Rabbi Yochanan holds that everyone ultimately came to the agreement. Even Rabbi Yehuda ultimately agreed that if you try to be Mekadesh with Kachim, whether it's Kachim Kachim, Kachim Kalim, it's Eina Mekadeshes. And this is the Raya, because this Brisa was authored by Rabbi Yehuda. He's the only one that ever said Mekadeshes, and we see that in this Brisa he says Eina Mekadeshes, that it doesn't work. So that's the Raya, that Rabbi Yochanan is correct, and even Rabbi Yehuda is Moda in the end, that Eina Mekadeshes. Now, a couple of points in this Brisa. First of all, the Brisa made the drasha of Ishkachiv v'samichlei imal toda. That right near the pasuk of Ishkachiv, it says imal toda. So we're darshan smuchim to teach that whatever applies by kachim kachim also applies by kachim kalim. So Tosus and Dibra Maschel v'samichlei just points out that this goes according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is not dorish halachos and dinim from psukim that are smuchim outside of Mishnah Torah. Rabbi Yehuda holds that were lo darshin and smuchim, except for in Mishnah Torah, except for in Sefer Devarim. So how could the Gemara learn from smuchim to teach that you're not cholik b'kachim kachim, that you're not cholik b'kachim kalim, just like you're not cholik b'kachim kachim, from a smuchim, and then attribute it to Rabbi Yehuda? So it also suggests that we're not really learning from smuchim. It's from the letter vav that it says in Pasuk Giral, vizos Torah zevach hashlamim. That's mechabrit to the psukim that precede it. L'kol b'nei Aaron tiyah ishkachiv. So it's really the letter vav. It's not the smichus, even though the Gemara uses the term v'samichlei. In Tosa Rush, they suggest that even Rabbi Yehuda's moda that we're dorish smuchim, whenever it's mufne or muchach, meaning we're not Dorish Smuchim Stam outside of Mishnah Torah, but if there's a particular Hechrech to be Dorish Smuchim, or there's nothing else to Darshan on that Pasuk, so then we can use the Smuchim to Darshan. So it's not outside of Rabbi Yehuda's general rules to Darshan Smuchim over here. And the Ritva suggests that the Gemara wants to learn from the Hekish, that the Torah links the two Pesukim to each other, but we're not learning from the fact that they happen to be next to each other, it's that the Torah goes out of its way to link them with each other. It's learning from a Hekish, which certainly you can learn outside of Mishnah Torah, rather than learning from Smuchim itself. But be that as it may, what you see in Tosfos is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, only in Mishnah Torah we darshan Smuchim as opposed to the rest of Chamishu Chumshi Torah. In Tosfos and Maseches Yevamos and Dav Dalid, Tosfos writes that there's no chiluk between other Chumashim and Mishnah Torah. We always darshan Smichus if it's Muchach or Mufna. It's just that the Chachamim had a tradition that all the Smichos of Mishnah Torah are Muchach or Mufna. So it's not really a fundamental difference, Tosfos argues in Maseches Yevamos. It's just the way it plays out. It's a practical difference that each time we have Smuchim in Mishnah Torah, it always happens to be Muchach or Mufna. But the Ravan writes that no, in Kala Torah, since it was Mipia Gvura Nemra, we assume Ein Muktam Muchach B'Torah, and we're not Dorish Smuchim. But Mishnah Torah, which is Moshe Mipi Atzmo Amro, so he arranged it in order, Parsha Achar Parsha, in order that we should Darshan Smuchim. Meaning, whatever was given Mipi Gvura Zein Muktam Muchach B'Torah, that's where we assume, that's what the Ravan writes, that's where we assume that we can't Darshan Smuchim, because Smuchim relates to the Seder of things in the Torah, and there is no Seder. As opposed to whatever is written in Mishnah Torah, that was Moshe Rabbeinu did the arranging, and therefore we're able to be to darshim smuchim. That's quite a chiddush on a number of levels. It's a chiddush in terms of the understanding of ein muktam muchach b'Torah, meaning that there's no order. Ein muktam muchach b'Torah means there's no chronology in terms of events that are described, but that there's no order at all, and therefore not to darshim smuchim. So that's one chiddush. It's a chiddush in terms of the amount of leeway it seems to be saying Moshe Rabbeinu had in arranging Sefer Devarim, that what exactly it means that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it with it, not Mipi HaGevura. So does it mean he really did all the arranging himself, that he did all the organizing of the Sefer? But anyway, that's the suggestion of the Ravan. And just one final point over here. We said Ish Cholek, that even if he's a Balmum. So the Gemara is saying that even though Kohanim Balimumin are possible in the Avoda, they still get a chelik of the Karban. So what does that mean? A chelik of what Karban? They have no involvement in the Karbanos. So it's important to realize they don't have direct involvement in the Karbanos, but there are certain things that they're allowed to do. Rashi points out they're bodik the atzei ma'aracha from Tolaim. They make sure that the wood that's used on the fire is dewormed. They can shecht Karbanos, they're mafshit mesorim, v'noxchum osalevarim. They could skin the animals and cut it up into pieces, and they get a portion for their chelek. In Tosus Dibur Maskel Ish, he points out that it's not from this pasuk that we really learn that Bali Mumin get a chelek in the Karbanos. It's really from Kol Zachar B'Bnei Aaron Yochlena. It's just Gemara quotes the pasuk of Ish to teach me that a katan cannot. It's not so much that we learn from this pasuk that a Bali Mumin can. That's actually from a different pasuk. It's from this pasuk we learn that a katan cannot get a chelek. Okay, weiter in the Gemara says it. So when we now just brought a brisa that reflects the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, and you see that even Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's Eina Mukadashas if you're Makadesh with Kachim Kachim or Kachim Kalim. So I'm a Rav on the fourth wide line. Ukarav Milo Tanya? Do we not have a Brisa that says just like Rav? Meaning, why are you so convinced just because we have a Brisa that says like Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yochanan's correct? I could show you a Brisa that says just like Rav. So the truth is, even before we get to what the Brisa actually says, the Rishonim point out, the Ritva and others point out, what do you mean? Why would that be a kasha? Everyone agrees that Rabbi Yehuda once held that if you Makadish with Kachim, that it's Mukadashas. Question is, did he ultimately change his mind? So you're going to bring me a Brisa that he holds Mukadashas? I could very easily answer, Rabbi Yochanan's still correct. That Brisa was from the old days. That Brisa was from before he changed his mind. So the Pnei Yeshua suggests that it can't be that this Brisa is going to be before he changed his mind, because if he would hold that was what was knowing in the Beis HaMikdash, then he would not have changed his mind after the Chorban. So since the Brisa is from after the Churban, it can't be that it would be after he changed. It can't be that since his Brisa was during the times of the Mikdash that he changed his mind after the Churban. Once we're describing what happened in the Beis HaMikdash, he wouldn't have changed his mind from that. It's one thing to argue in principle, but to argue in what actually happened, it's unlikely that he would change his mind. And this Brisa is about what actually happened, because the Brisa discusses what happened after Shimon HaTzadik died, that when he was the Kohen Gadol, there was a lot of bracha in the Lechem Apanim, so there was enough to go around for everybody. So everyone got enough of a Kedei Sviya to satiate themselves from the Lechem Apanim. But after he died, after Shimon HaTzadik died, there was a curse in the Lechem Apanim, and every Kohen got only a tiny amount. They only got a Kedei Pul. They only got the size of a bean. So what happened? Vatani, the Brisa describes, Hatznuim Oshkonis Yideim, that Tznuim stopped taking for themselves. They didn't want to take from it anymore. Vagargaranim cholkim. But those who were more gluttonous, they were the ones that were interested in having more. So my cholkim. So but what do you see from there? That they were cholkim. That they would divide up their own portions. They would take other people's portions. So you see that it's theirs. That they have a bailus on it to be able to take. So it says no. My cholkim chotvim. Cholkim doesn't mean they would trade with each other. It means that they would grab what wasn't theirs. They were stealing it. K'diktani sefer ma'isa ve'achas shechatav chelko v'chel chavero v'yukorin also ben chantzan ad yom oso, that there was one guy that would take his chelik and his friend's chelik, and they would call him ben chantzan until the day of his death, because it was a terrible thing. It wasn't that it belonged to them and that they were trading with each other. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Shila Mikra, what's the pasuk that indicates that this is so? The pasuk says Elokai Palteini Miad Rasha Mikafma Avil V'Chometz. So that's where you see that Chometz means stealing. That's why they would call him Ben Chamtzan, as in Chamas. So you see from that pasuk that save me Miad Rasha Mikafma Avil V'Chometz. So Rabba Amar Meyachol. Rabba says from a different pasuk that we see Chometz means to steal. Pasuk says Limdu Hetev Dirshu Mishpat Ashru Chamotz. So again, in that pasuk also, you see it in the context of stealing. There is a discussion in the Achronim, a major discussion in the Achronim. We know that there's a din, a chati shir asim in the Torah, that when it comes to Isurim, if a person needs a chati shir of Isur, that's also asim in the Torah. He's just not going to get punished for it. What about a chati shir of a mitzvah? You have a mitzvah of eating a kezayis matzah on Pesach. What if a person needs a chati zayis of matzah? Is that a zero? He got nothing from eating a chati zayis of matzah? Or no, you get some credit. It's like a chati shir, that you do get some credit for your chati zayis of matzah or chati zayis of marar. So Menachas Chinuch brings a raya from the fact that snuin mashchu yedehem, and Tos Yisharim writes that if each one would get the size of a kezayis, then the snuin would not have been moshech yedehem, but pachas mekezayis. There's no point. What's the point of taking a piece that's the size of a pool of lechem apanim? You're not going to get a mitzvah anyway. So says Menachas Chinuch, you see that apparently there's no mitzvah whatsoever. If there was a mitzvah, why would the tznum, why would the good guys not want to take their portion, so at least get a partial mitzvah? Beis Halevi writes, you could bring a raya from this Gemara Lehepach. They see that each one was got a size of a pole, which is less than the share of a kezayis. If pachas mekezayis is nothing, then why would they have divided it that way in the first place? They should have just gone on a rotation of giving a kezayis to different kohanim at different times. So maybe it's a raya the other way. There's a Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi points out, Beis Halevi has a fascinating chiddush in terms of the way the mitzvah sachila works, is that when it comes to kachim, there are two mitzvah sachila. There's a mitzvah of eating, which is only fulfilled with the gezayis, but then there's a mitzvah sheyehenechal, to see to it and to participate to the point that it all gets eaten. And that can be done if every kohen even has just a tiny drop, as long as at the end of the day, it's all gone. So one may not get a personal mitzvah sachila, but they're participating in an overall mitzvah that it should get eaten. Magen Avraham in Siman Nun Gimel in Or HaChaim writes that a person should not be miskotet al dvar mitzvah, that it's not worthwhile, that it's not worthwhile for a person to fight over a mitzvah. And his right is from our sugya, that they were dividing the lechem upon him, and it's no ramosh kines yedeim. It's not worth it. We're going to go grabbing and fighting. Max HaShekel just asks on his right from our sugya that Rashi says the reason they were mosh kines yedeim was because anyway they weren't going to get a kezayis, so it wasn't going to be a mitzvah anyway. So that's totally in this machlokas. Is it a mitzvah had they taken their tiny portion. So can you bring a raya about what one's attitude should be about fighting for a mitzvah? Okay, let's go back. Ma'aser sheni v'im shog me'mez lo kiddush shiv ramei Rabbi Yehuda amar shogi lo kiddush mezid kiddush. Machlokas ramei and Rabbi Yehuda about ma'aser sheni, if you're mekadesh with it, if you're mekadesh with it b'mezid, that Rav Meir says even b'mezid is low kiddush. Rav Yehuda says no. If you do it b'mezid, then it is kiddush. Minani mili. Amar Rav Acha b'Rei D'Rava Mishmei D'Gemara. V'kol Ma'aser Haaretz Mizar Haaretz Mipriya Eitz LaHashem Hu Kodesh LaHashem. So we darshin LaHashem Hu V'lo LeKadosh Bo Isha. Ma'aser Sheni according to Rav Meir is Mamon Gavoa from the words LaHashem Hu belongs to Hashem. You can't use it to be mekadesh nisha. Ask the Gemara. Why don't we say the same thing? Alright, Trumas Ma'aser D'Chsiv. Came to read Megamatem Trumas Hashem and Tnan Amakadish Betruma Mekudeshes. Yet it still works for Kiddushin. And so Gemara looks to be La Hashem. It says Hashem by Trumas Meiser. It doesn't say La Hashem. Okay, but what about Varechala? Dichsiv Batitnu La Hashem. Utnan Amakadish Betrumas Mekudeshes. And Chala is the type of Truma. If you Mekadish with Chala, it works even though it says La Hashem. No, it looks to be Kodesh. Never says Kodesh. Okay, Vareshviz Dichsiv Be Yovelu Kodesh Tia Lachem. Utnan Amakadish Betrumas Mekudeshes. It says the word Kodesh by Shemitah produce, and still we learn from Kaddish with Perush Shvius, it's Mekudeshes. It says Kodesh, but it doesn't say Lashem over there. Okay, very true, Matuchsiv. Kodesh Yisrael Lashem, Reishis Tuvaso, Tanan, Mekadosh, Betrum, Mekadoshes. What about Truma? Before we spoke about Truma's Meiser, Truma says Kodesh, says Lashem, so, and yet we say it's Mekadoshes. Says Gemara, read the passage carefully. It's not saying that the Truma is Kodesh Lashem. It says Kodesh Yisrael Lashem. Hahubi Yisrael Ksiv. That's written about the Jewish people. So says Gemara, but Velav Memelish Hamina. From the fact that it says that Yisrael is Kodesh Hashem like Truma, so isn't the fact that we're making an equation between Yisrael and Truma tell you that Truma also is Kodesh Hashem? So Tirgum Rav and Sabaka made the Rav, Amakra, who, Bahaviyasu Yehe, that it says by Maisu Hashem, who, that it's Bahaviyasu Yehe, meaning that only that one is Hashem, that one has to remain Hashem and cannot be used for any personal purposes. So it's not just the words Kodesh Lashem, it's the words Kodesh Lashem and who. It's the combination of all three words that actually tell you that Maaser Sheni is Momen Gavoa, but it's totally unique in that regard. We do not say the same thing about Trumas Meiser, or about Chal, or about Truma, or about Shvius, all those other things you can be Mekadish Nisha with. Ubehegdish, Bemezid Kiddish, Beshoglo Kiddish, Divram Meir. Meir said in the Mishnah, if you're Mekadish with Hegdish, Bemezid, it works, Beshogig not. Rabbi Yudom, or Beshogig Kiddish, Bemezid, Lo Kiddish. That it's the reverse. Beshogig, it works, Bemezid, it does not. Amr Rabbi Yaakov Sham, Minad Rabbi Yochanan Tarti. I heard two explanations from Rabbi Yochanan. Shigas Maisid Rabbi Yuda and Shigas Hegdish Rameir. I heard an explanation of why Rabbi Yuda holds Shigas Maisid does not work and why Rabbi Meir holds Shigas Hegdish does not work for Kiddushin. But Shneim Einishim Iskadash Bem, both of them don't work for Kiddushin. And I heard two explanations, one for each. Chadul Fisha Einisha Rotza. One is because the woman is not interested. V'chadul Fisha Ein Shneim Rotzim. And the other one doesn't work because neither the woman nor the man want it. V'leyadana Heminayu. But I can't figure out which explanation fits which of these categories, meaning which of them is an explanation of Shigas Meiser and which is an explanation of Shigas Hegdish. Which one does only the woman not want and which one do neither of them want? So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, Nechsiyadan. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, okay, let's put on our thinking caps, let's figure it out. Meiser ihi lo nichla mishum tirchadurcha. To be Mekadish with Meiser Sheni, she's not going to be happy about that because that's going to be a schlep. She's going to have to now bring the Meiser Sheni to Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to eat outside of Yerushalayim. But ihu nichla, he's happy about it because now he saved himself a trip to Yerushalayim and he got his Mekadish Nisha with it. But neither of them want Hegdish to become Mechulal through them. That's uncomfortable for them. Rabbi Yaakov Amar Ibcha Mestavarav. Rabbi Yaakov says, no, it's the opposite. Milo Ikele Memer Meiser Ihilo Nichola Mishum Tirchadurcha. That Meiser is something that she's not happy about because of the Tirchadurcha, because of the Schlep of the taking it to Yerushalayim, and Ihulo Nichole Mishum Unzadurcha. And he's not happy about it because of the danger of the travel that he doesn't want that she's going to have to go through that kind of danger to travel on the road, and he's going to have to give more money. Forget about her going through the danger, since it's such a risky trip. It's not worth as much when you're giving Maaser Sheni, so he's going to have to give more than a pruta in order to be mekadesh her, because because in order to make it worth a pruta, you can't just give a pruta worth of food because you're taking the risk factor into account. I understand that she's not happy that Hegdish would be mischalal yada, because she gets no hana'a from that chilul. If she doesn't accept it, then he'll have to find something else to be mekadish her with. But isn't he benefiting from it, even though he's going to have to pay Hegdish back? So he'll wait till he finds something else to pay Hegdish back with. But right now, he gets to be mekadish anisha, so he's happy with that. So that's the machlokas, whether it's the Maiser Sheni that only she's unhappy about, but he is happy about, or it's the Hektish that only she's unhappy about, but he would be happy about. So we said you can't be Mekadish Nisha with these things. Does the money become Chulin when you are Mekadish Nisha with it? So Amar Le Isha Einim Skadeshes, Maus Heichatzel Chulin. He says, well, that's crazy. If the woman's not Mekadeshes, how could the money possibly become Chulin? The money would only become chulin if the kiddushin actually worked. The kiddushin doesn't work, so it's not even shaykh to talk about the money becoming chulin. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll pick up with the Bavinei Rechiv Arav tomorrow.